National peace activist and California congressional candidate Cindy Sheehan told a crowd of 7,000 the expected call for continuing the surge should spur Democrats to file articles of impeachment against George Bush. Sheehan, whose son was killed in Iraq, says if she's elected to Congress, she'll use the last days of Bush's presidency to do just that.
I will be a congresswoman for 2 weeks while George Bush is still president, and that's going to be the worst 2 weeks of his life. And if he's not impeached by then, I'll travel the world and speak to world leaders and say, you have to indict them for war crimes.
A lot of the things she says are probably way too inflammatory for me.
Sheehan's speech drew applause from most in the crowd, but not from Nick Schwartz of Milwaukee. He said he came to hear her because he likes listening to people he disagrees with. Schwartz says he believes the Pentagon has already decided to withdraw troops slowly for economic reasons, not because of peace activists like Sheehan.
We'll probably be down to around 50,000 when George Bush is out of office. That's my guess.
But Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore told the crowd she's convinced only economic measures by Congress will force the Bush administration to end the war.
I'm done voting for money for Iraq. It is time to come home. That is the message that I'm taking back to Washington. I'm sticking to it.
In the coming weeks, Congress will be debating a supplemental spending bill to pay for the ongoing war in Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.